AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. It has been a deadly year in Baltimore. 119 homicides, another 366 people wounded in non-fatal shootings. AP's Juliet Linderman reports July and May were particularly bloody months.
We've hit 45 homicides in July. That is the highest homicide rate in a single month in Baltimore since 1972. You know, we're experiencing a pretty significant spike. We did have 43 homicides in May, and that also set a 25-year record.
Crime experts and city residents cite several factors: mistrust of the police, anger and hopelessness over a lack of opportunity, and competition among drug dealers. A firefighter from South Dakota has been killed in a wildfire in far northern California. David Rule, an engine captain, disappeared while fighting a blaze on Thursday in the Modoc National Forest. His body was found yesterday. More than 20 large fires, fueled by the drought, dried trees, shrubs, and grasses, are burning up and down the state. Cal Fire Division Chief Nick Schuler.
We look at the amount of fire activity we've already had this year and the current number of fires that have started over the last several days due to lightning. We have a long road ahead of us.
The largest fire, a 28-square-mile area north of San Francisco, has burned three homes, threatening some 450 others. Minnesota dentist Walter Palmer, sharply criticized around the world for killing a lion in Zimbabwe, may face formal extradition requests as the government there threatens criminal charges. Extradition attorney Paige Pate says that's just the beginning of a long process.
The Department of State would then discuss it with the Department of Justice here in the United States about following through with the request. And obviously, there are a lot of things that have to be done by the officials in Zimbabwe to make sure that the request complies with our treaty.
Palmer says his guides told him the hunt was legal. Conservation said they use an animal carcass to lure the lion away from a national park. This is AP Radio News. Pacific Rim trade ministers meeting in Hawaii agree to more meetings as they try to hammer out a free trade agreement that would cover the national economies that make up nearly 40% of the world's economy. U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman.
I am very impressed with the work that's been done. I feel very gratified about the progress that's been made, and I'm confident that through our continued intensive engagement, we'll be able to tackle the remaining issues successfully.
Trans-Pacific Partnership talks are aimed at erasing most tariffs and other barriers. It would also clarify and standardize rules, making it easier for companies to sell goods and services across the Pacific Rim. The head of the failed Japanese-based Bitcoin exchange, Mt. Gox, under arrest in Tokyo on suspicion of inflating his cash accounts by $1 million. Police say Max Karpeles is suspected of inflating that account in 2013. Mt. Gox went down early last year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.